Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the border is actually, I think, a bigger problem than inflation. Because, you know, I think I could solve inflation very quickly. But the border is a bigger problem.
President Trump just yesterday talking about inflation, this mess at the border. Where did all of this come from? Hey, we're honored to have former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former congressman, on the phone with us right now, who's got a new book out called The Chief's Chief. Mr. Meadows, welcome to the show.
Mark, it's great to be with you and all the listeners there. And obviously, you know, you just played that clip from my former boss, the 45th president of the United States, who, you're right, knows how to get it done, quite frankly, got it done, and now we've got Joe Biden messing things up.
I'm just amazed, Mark, that every time Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Jen Psaki get in front of a microphone, they spend part of their answer to every question blaming whatever the problem is on Donald Trump. It's like they live in a parallel universe.
Well, it is. I mean, they continue to point fingers at who's to blame. But when it comes to fixing it, they should be pointing their fingers at the same person, because actually that person has a track record of actually getting things done. And yet, whether it's Kamala Harris or it's Joe Biden, their plan is to hope it gets better with time. And this is not a fine wine. It's not going to improve. You know, I outlined a number of times in The Chief's Chief where actually Donald Trump took charge, took the leadership, took bold initiatives to get things done. That's the kind of leadership we need again today.
Well, you know, and you probably have more contact with him than a lot of folks. Do you believe he's going to run in 24?
I do. I obviously talk to the president on a regular basis. Still, we are working very closely together. I don't work for the president. I don't speak for him. So this is not any kind of an official announcement. But if I had to bet on whether he's going to run, the answer would be yes. And he's doing all the necessary prep work with teams and looking at policies and really comparing and contrasting his record to Joe Biden's. You know, I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse from people that might have voted for Joe Biden that are wishing that they had a few mean tweets still to wake up to.
Mark Meadows, what happened in 2020, in your opinion? I've argued now for well over a year that the left used a pandemic as an excuse to change the rules.
Well, they did. I've got a chapter in the book called The Long Con, and it's basically they used the pandemic to suggest that not only mail-in ballots should be used, but live. In some states, they would actually send them out. They were actually what we call live ballots, because anybody could fill them out and return them. But it was really to avoid some of the state laws, to usurp some of the state laws, and candidly create a situation that was ripe and available for fraud. And in some states, they would ballot harvest and do a number of things that are maybe legal in California, but generally not legal in other states.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that completely. You know, the witch hunt continues. Donald Trump's been out of office for 10, 11 months now, and yet you've got this J6 committee comprised of all Democrats for all intents and purposes, even the two Republicrats that are on there, and they're sending out subpoenas for people. They've even mentioned your name.
Yeah, I'm actually, they have a subpoena. We have been trying to find a way to accommodate their request without usurping the executive privilege that Donald Trump his administration has claimed. And he personally, I believe, has the right to claim that. I'm not going to be a chief of staff that goes against his claim of executive privilege. If there's some way that we can answer some questions, what they will find is that no one in the West Wing had any advanced knowledge of Capitol security that was going to be breached. And I think their desire to create a political narrative is certainly not one that will be supported by the facts.
Right, right. Mark Meadows, my guest. You know, Mark, in the book you talk about the fake news and the fake news narrative that continues, obviously, today we see in this J6 committee. You tell the real story of what went on behind the scenes there and what it was like to work for Donald Trump, because a lot of people left his administration and completely turned on him.
Well, they have. I mean, and they've turned on him. They've got a number of people that are talking to left-wing media personalities and authors. And I felt like it was one that we needed to set the record straight. That's what I hope to do in this book. I bring the people into the Oval Office where they actually get to see the way that President Trump made decisions and how quickly he did that. But it's more important than that. I think there's a great story to be told about all the accomplishments that President Trump was able to get done in 4 years. And sadly, a lot of people that work for him want to tell a very different story that's not based on fact. Most of the people writing, they were not even in the room where it happened. And so I tell stories that only Donald Trump or myself could tell, because we were the two that were working so closely together.
Well, he changed the paradigm. I mean, holding those 60-minute impromptu media avails at the, you know, when he would walk out to the helicopter. And today, Joe Biden won't take a question. And he doesn't even know the names of the reporters. It's pathetic.
Well, they do. And I put in the book what President Trump did was what we call chopper talk. He would actually go out and as the chopper was waiting to take him to some place that he may be traveling to, you know, there were all the killer reporters and, you know, the Jim Acostas and the like out there. And he didn't shy away, even on a bad day when maybe I didn't want him to talk to the press. He would go for it. He didn't need a list of who to call on. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's the truth. Well, I can't wait to read the book. Mark Meadows, the book is The Chief's Chief. It's available now, and I hope people go out and buy it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Mark. Take care. God bless.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Great to get him on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is heating up.
Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.